Kimberley Sun, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. In the spectacular landscape of the East Kimberley region of Western Australia, a slim young woman stood beside her four-wheel drive on the edge of a dirt track, an apology for a road in these parts. She was striking-looking, honey-coloured hair, large dark eyes, a wide face with a rare but dazzling smile. She walked a little way into the scrub, looking around for just the right combination of colour and shape. Eventually, she lifted her camera, framing the hot sienna earth and the weird shape of a baobab tree, its bulbous girth and hips, narrow waist, and the top exploding into twiggy grasping arms, scratching at the sky. Etched against brilliant blue, it was a magnificent, if lonely, scene. She wondered if the landscape looked just like this hundreds of years ago. But the 21st century suddenly intruded. Barrelling along the remote dirt road, the rough artery that linked the far-flung pastoral leases and Aboriginal communities, came a cloud of dust. Sammy Barton lifted the muslin scarf down over her face to shield it from the fine red powder as a bulky van rumbled towards her. Inside the custom-made vehicle, nine tourists were glimpsing the outback through cool and tinted windows. It began to slow down, but Sammy stepped forward, smiled and gave them a thumbs up, indicating all was well. As the van disappeared, Sammy got back in her car, the sense of isolation now spoiled for her. She glanced at the passenger seat and grinned. "Tourists, Racker. There's no escaping them, even out here."